Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Fellowship is the word Christians use when they don't know what word to use. What'd you do last? Well, we had fellowship. Doesn't mean a blessed thing. We were with a few people and we dinked around together, or we went to a movie together, or we had a meal together, or we sat around and laughed and had a great time, or we enjoyed each other. Years ago, we came to the church and we had dinner on the grounds, coffee and tea and great desserts, and we all got a little fatter, and we had fellowship. That's fellowship. Has nothing to do with fellowship. Let me illustrate it. Let's say that you fall in love with an individual because you've been single so long you just cannot wait to share your life with one another, especially the intimate part of your life. You've kept yourself pure. And then you and your brand new married partner take off on what? What's it called? That's it, honeymoon. I have never heard a bride and groom come back and say, when I ask, how was it? We had good fellowship. Great fellowship. Like, what'd you do, get caught up on email? Is that what you did? Or maybe you shared chapters of War and Peace. Or you planned whether you're gonna paint the room at the apartment kind of a light green or sort of a light blue. You talked about that. No, you're kidding. Don't push me here. There was an intimacy of such ecstasy and delight, such a communion of life shared with life that I've longed for so long, that we had together, that I couldn't possibly describe it to you. But I'll use the word that makes it work, koinonia. If I lived in the first century, you'd get it. How significant is the term fellowship? It has in mind an intimate, deep level of sharing of life with life, love with love, light with light, like no other individual can provide. That is why, you who don't know the Savior, that is why you hear a few Christians say to you, my relationship with Christ is such that I find myself fulfilled and satisfied. They're not weird. You're the weird one. You're the one missing out. What we are trying to describe is fellowship. Truth be told, some of you hear these words and you think, well, it must be good. It must be a big deal. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry that you have been so captured by religion that you have missed deep meanings like fellowship. There are dimensions of the life that's eternal in kind that bigger description. As broad as a vocabulary may be, you can't get much better than koinonia, having life in common, in harmony, in unity, in communion.
Koinonia means a deep level of sharing life in harmony and unity. Christ wants this depth of relationship with you. He wants to change your life and give you new meaning and direction. The Bible calls life in Christ the abundant life, and it's a great way to live. So wherever you're at today, you can ask Christ to come into your life, and He will. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, A Profound Preface, was copyrighted in 2009, and the Slife Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.